AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A child who was struck Sunday night during a Wisconsin Christmas parade has died. The family of 8-year-old Jackson Sparks said he was marching with his baseball team when a driver plowed into the parade. Jackson's brother was also injured but expected to survive. Our Mike Gracia reports on the charges against the suspect.
Darryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving an SUV into a Christmas parade, made his first court appearance charged with 5 counts of intentional homicide. But Waukesha County District Attorney Susan Opper said another charge of intentional homicide will be added. Waukesha County Court Commissioner Kevin Costello.
Detectives not only tried to stop this, but rendered an opinion that this was an intentional act.
Authorities say more than 60 people were injured and several remain in critical condition. I'm Mike Gracia.
The jury deliberating the fate of the 3 white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in a Georgia neighborhood last year recessed for the night without a decision. It was a suicide, says a medical examiner in Florida, who says Gabby Petito's fiance and travel partner Brian Laundry died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. The House committee investigating the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has issued subpoenas to 3 extremist organizations, including the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. President Biden and his wife helped a Washington food kitchen prepare Thanksgiving meals for the needy. The Bidens then left for their family holiday gathering in Nantucket, Massachusetts. President Biden announced he's tapping the nation's strategic petroleum reserve.
It will take time, but before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank.
The AAA says more than 53 million Americans are expected to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday this year, despite COVID cases on the rise in some areas. Stocks ended mixed. This is AP News. A jury has awarded millions of dollars in damages to 9 plaintiffs who sued over the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017.
A jury has ordered white nationalist leaders and organizations to pay more than $25 million in damages over violence that erupted during the deadly 2017 Unite the Right rally. And after a nearly month-long civil trial, the jury deadlocked on 2 key claims, but found the white nationalist liable on 4 other counts. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal jury finds that CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart pharmacies recklessly distributed massive amounts of opioid painkillers in 2 Ohio counties, helping to fuel an opioid addiction crisis. Lake and Trumbull counties are blaming the pharmacies for not stopping the flood of pills. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.